Fatty, you have an entry into the contest for the child molester, and Seder 69. You have a
well, Fatty and Joe Paterno are around the same age, so I'm sure when he was just checking the obits for the day, he when you know I think the older people, isn't that what they do? They like check the obits. Big Fatty might
my Facebook.
Big Fatty might have an unfair advantage over everyone else because I bet that's like his morning ritual, like to check the see which one of his friends died.
It's not just ruined; it's me. Big Fatty, online.
Fatty and Joe Paterno are around the same age.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1271 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 11th of December, 2012. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. We've got voice letters, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, bagpipers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids over there at the Dubious Intentions. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty and looking at the obituaries. And y'all, I'm the bearer of bad news today, I'm afraid. Y'all, the Ginger Bear, the Big Ricky up there in the Chicago's, y'all, on Monday, his grandmother passed away. So we're sending out our condolences to him, and we hope everything goes well. You know, the worst part of all that is having to deal with your family again. But anyway, so Big Ricky, you're in our thoughts. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I've been catching up on little shows, y'all. The handy do Big Fatty, the howdy do pancakes boys. Calvin, he sent Big Fatty a note saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, I'm so glad you hadn't unsubscribed." And no, hadn't done that. But y'all, on their latest show, y'all, they were talking about that Kim Beaver. Y'all, and evidently, when Miss Beaver was out there in September, y'all, she ran naked through the streets, and now they're putting some sort of ordinance into but y'all, Miss Beaver was running around naked, but that Calvin and JR, y'all, they were running around in soiled underpants or something. I don't know exactly what it was all about. Y'all, I need to tell you, I looked at a couple more of these scratch-offs that Brian and David had sent me. Y'all, the season's greetings, y'all, there were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were like 20 numbers you had to try to match up into these rings and everything. And y'all, what I thought I'd do is I'd just go ahead and scratch them. And then if I won something, I would scratch the prize. But I didn't win anything on either of those. Not a winner, Big Fatty! So neither one of those, but y'all, I still got two cards left, the $5 cards, the holiday wishes, so we'll be doing those a little bit later on. But Big Fatty, you said you went to the P.O. box. Let's do it. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all went to the P.O. box. Y'all, there was card, and y'all, there's no return address on this card. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. But y'all, we're gonna open it up anyway and see what's in here. Y'all, inside the card. Oh, look at that. Y'all, it is a Santa Claus coat. And y'all, the little birdies are holding it onto the clothesline, and y'all, it's all glittered up and everything. It's lovely, and y'all, you open it. Oh, look at that! It just popped right up. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, it says Merry Grandma, and y'all, it looks like Santa Claus has washed his underpants. Big Fatty, please, Volga. And y'all, it says Merry Grandma and Happy New Year from your puppets, Travis and the number three fan of 2012. Dear Gussie Travis and number three fan, that is just lovely. You know, that's Charles. And that's just lovely. But now, boys, you need to send me your address so I can send you a Crema card back. Yes, McFaddy, and what if they win a calendar? Well, you know, they can't get it if I don't have an address. But that's lovely. I love that pop-up card. Big Freddy. Y'all, there was also a package. There was a package in the P.O. box, so we're going to open it up. Y'all, it's a brown paper package. It's not even tied up with string. And inside here, it is a... what is this? It is a Amazon envelope. And y'all, we're going to open it up and see what it says here. Big Freddy, this is exciting. Yes. And let's just see what we got here. Dear Gussie, y'all, I can't... It's like the skull licked it. Big Freddy. And inside is a card. And in the card, y'all, there's an envelope for the card to go in, but they didn't put it in the envelope. Big Freddy, it says Merry Crema. And it says Merry Crema. Y'all, it is a $25 gift card to the Amazon. Well, that's lovely. Y'all, it didn't say who it's from. Okay. Well, y'all, that's just lovely. But y'all, there's nothing in here that says who it's from. Well, thank you, whoever. So, anyway, I wonder if it's on the thing here. No? And y'all, there's nothing inside. Y'all, if you sent Big Fatty an Amazon gift card, thank you so much. And let Big Fatty know who you are so I can send you a card. Dear Gussie. And y'all, there's one more. Y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. And it says here, BFO for Poodle McNoodle. Big Freddy, that's mine. Let me open it. Okay, well, here you go. Yes, Big Freddy, this is lovely. She's wrapped it in a grocery sack. That's lovely. And let's see what we've got here. Oh, dear Gussie, look at here. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Freddy. Oh, this is lovely. Oh, it's lovely. It's just lovely, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, can I play it with in the bag? It says,
y'all.
It is, Big Freddy, let me tell. Y'all, it says, it's a Big Freddy, let me tell. Y'all, it is a kitty cat calendar. And it says, to Poodle McNoodle, hot Kathy Bacon, thanks for playing the drawing something and the words with friends with me. And on the back, it says, Poodle loves the kitty cats. Big Freddy, it's just lovely. It's a bunch of fat cats, if you ask me. Big Freddy, it's mine. You don't even have to look at it. Big Freddy.
Born is the king of
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 11th of December, y'all, there is not one, but there are two, I say two, exitings of the birth canal that I want to make you aware of. First one is that Rodan, you know, he is newly engaged, Rodan from over there at the pod is my co-pilot, and y'all, I'm looking here at my calendar, and it looks like I've missed Taylor. Taylor, the Latte Boys, exiting last week on Wednesday. So, Taylor, I'm sorry, but you just have to share it with Rodan. Big Freddy! And then also, y'all out there in the Washington state, y'all, it is the significant other of Piglet, y'all. It is that Pooh Bear, the Pooh Bear's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Freddy, I wonder if Piglet will make a cave.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
It's Kathy Bacon. I just wanted to say thanks for putting that shortcut to Mark in Canada on your little show website, because I like to go there to go to all my other favorite podcasts. So I start with my most favorite one. Okay, keep the Cheerios down, folks. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks. And I got something in the mail today from Canada. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Dang, I say, y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And y'all, I got to tell you something. Miss Bacon sent that call in a while back. It's been a while, and y'all, it just got stuck in a secret hiding place. And y'all, I discovered it right before I started the little show today. And Miss Bacon, please forgive me for delaying the playing of that call. But y'all, Miss Bacon does bring up a good point. Y'all, as she was insinuating, y'all, the BFO is the center of the podcasting universe. So y'all, if you ever need to go anywhere in the podcasting universe, just go on over there to the BFO and just click under the Fat Favorites. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Now let me go look at February on my calendar.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Colin Hawaii. I just called to say that, yes, I'm growing out my mustache, but I'm also growing out my facial hair as well. So the mustache will be a bit thicker, and then the facial hair should hopefully fill in. It took me forever to get the mustache, so I'm not gonna chop it off. It looks okay. Slightly irritating, but I like the look. Anyway, I didn't answer that question. Hope you have a good week. Bye.
Yeah, I gotcha, y'all. That is the Pineapple Princess himself, y'all. That's that Kyle and the Hawaiians. And Kyle, just out of curiosity, does Santa Claus come and visit you in a red canoe? Big Fatty, that is lovely.
I love you. You're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday.
Yeah, I don't know. Really? No. No, he's okay with it. Nah, he doesn't know. I think we're kind of like weekend lovers. You know, weekends. Like, we don't talk much during the week, but, you know, just can't get enough of each other on the weekends. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have dogs. That'll be fun. All right.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I believe I recognize that voice, but y'all, I don't know if we were overheard a call of some sort of a scandal call. It sounds like a scandal call, y'all. Anyway, I don't know, but y'all, yes, Big Fatty, please move forward.
Hello, this is Kathy Bacon. I just wanted to say thank you. I don't know if they listened to your show, but hold up, plant's dying. I just wanted to say thank you to Daniel and Adam for helping me to pick out the Galaxy 7 for my son for Christmas, and it was delivered. So whoever delivered the Galaxy 7 left it at the door. Whoever is trying to deliver me the two sets of iPod replacement earbuds, they want a blood sample and something else, and I don't know how to get it just left at my door. The person who delivered the iTouch, I did have to go over to the FedEx store to pick up. So anyway, I'm not quite sure how the laptop computer is going to show up for the other kid, but it's an electrical holiday. But anyway, I also just realized that when I push the little keypad button on this phone, it gives me the letters. So, like, I can dial Hello Nessa on this phone because the letters are right there. So the H is the 4, the E is the 3, you get it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Miss Bacon, she's in the holiday spirit, y'all. She is... She's using that series of wires and tubes to do her grandma shopping, it sounds like. But, Miss Bacon, you brought up an excellent question about whether Daniel or Adam listened to the BFO. Y'all, I believe I've got a clip. I've got a clip here that can answer that for Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, play it.
I made the beginning of the Big Fatty show.
I tell you what, you must not listen, because we made Dubious Intent made at least 2 recent episodes, because I went back and listened to probably 2 weeks worth to hear if we, because I knew we had mentioned him a lot recently. And there were at least 2 beginnings of shows in the past 2 weeks.
It is a well-known fact that I do not listen to the BFO. I unsubscribed years ago. The thing, I, you know, people just tell me that they're on there.
Hello. Okay, so I got my calendar in the mail, and usually I don't open your mail until Christmas so that I can actually have a gift, because we don't usually exchange gifts between us. But anyway, I started flipping through the calendar, and I decided that I would save my reaction for the last few months for you, for the show. And I mean this in the most loving way, but this is my reaction to the calendar.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all. But y'all, it's been a bacon palooza today, and y'all, Miss Bacon is correct. If you're a winner of a calendar, y'all, that's gonna be your reaction. Either that or projectile vomiting. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, Big Fatty, you know what? What? Big Fatty, you hadn't drawn for today's calendar. You don't know who you're gonna make laugh today. Oh, you're exactly right, Poodle. I guess we need to get around and to do that. Yes, Big Fatty, let's get right on it.
It's time for Big Fatty's 12 Days of Crema Prize Giveaway. And now here's your host, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, there are the numbers. We're going to draw one of them out right now out of the colostomy bag. And let's just see who we have today. All right, it's card number 19, and let's just see who is card number 19. Oh, y'all, it's Ed and Mark from out there in the Albuquerque, New Mexico. Big Fatty, a Mexican. Lovely. That is just lovely. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, Swanee, where has the time gone? Big Fatty, it was all those bacon calls. You're like, I suppose you're right. Y'all, I hope that your Tuesday goes really well for you. And, y'all, we're having a little drop-in at the coal mine today. So, y'all, there'll probably be some cookeries and cocoa. Of course, Big Fatty won't have any of that. But, anyway, y'all, I will be back tomorrow. Now, y'all, I did not put in the number for the Amazon gift card because I don't know who that's from. So if you sent me that, let me know. Adam, do you have any idea who might have sent the Amazon gift card?
Fatty and Joe Paterno are around the same age.
Oh, I don't think Joe Paterno sent it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.